This next question is directed to Dr. Wien. Please explain your position on the ballot measure number 1 by Mary Solstice.
I will say it right off, and that is I support salmon because I will be voting no on ballot issue number 1. That is right off the bat. I believe that this is an ill-conceived initiative. I think it is a presumptive issue in that all streams that have not been cataloged already, which are probably 50%, are presumed to be anadromous, meaning salmon-bearing streams. If you go to page 64 of the official election pamphlet, you can read a very good description of some of the incredible things that have to happen in trying to do things. As a SICA assembly member, I believe that the cost of business will definitely increase. I believe that projects will potentially be delayed or canceled, and I believe that this will be all over Alaska. I believe that fishing game and other regulatory agencies have been doing a good job. The amount of regulation is enormous. And I think this is a sunk cost issue, meaning that people are afraid to back out of it once they get the facts and just have to read what the requirements are. Sorry.
And Representative Chris Tompkins.
Both names. Just as a sort of factual note, Representative Seaton, who was mentioned earlier, is an independent now, and wanted to speak to that. And in terms of ballot measure 1, it's difficult. I think there are shortcomings in the habitat laws right now, particularly relating to public notice. And I think there's a real conundrum where you have major projects proposed in the Bristol Bay watershed, for instance, with the Pebble project. And it is reasonable to conclude, looking at current habitat and permitting laws, that that project really wouldn't be denied, that there's no recourse for local communities and project opponents given the way permitting and habitat laws are written, which I find concerning when you have a project that is broadly opposed by Alaskans. You can look at past ballot initiatives on the matter, as well as by the people of that region. So that's a problem, and it needs a solution of some sort. It's always tricky when legislating by the ballot box, and you know, I think there's some concerns in the initiative. I'll be basically looking at what the outcome of the initiative is and want to address the problems via legislation, whether it passes or fails.